This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The coronavirus pandemic approaches two dreadful milestones. The number of infections globally is nearly 10 million, 2.5 million in the United States. Nearly 500,000 people have died from COVID-19, more than 125,000 in the United States. For many states and counties in the U.S., the dark days of the coronavirus pandemic in April unfolded on their television screens, not their doorsteps. But now, some places that appeared to have avoided the worst are seeing surges of infections as worries shift from major cities to rural areas. There are concerns the United States is entering a dangerous new phase, with focus on big southern states reporting thousands of new cases a day. After weeks of anxiously waiting and preparing, Arizona nurses and doctors find themselves on the front line as the coronavirus rips through that U.S. state. It's one of the worst, newest coronavirus hotspots. The trickle of a few virus patients in March became a steady increase 2 weeks after Arizona Governor Doug Ducey ended a stay-at-home order in mid-May and is now a scourge with no end in sight. Some of the hardest deaths are young, previously healthy patients who succumb. One nurse said she's never seen so many deaths. The Brazilian government has announced an agreement with Oxford University and pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca to produce a promising coronavirus vaccine that is undergoing tests. Brazilian health ministry authorities said Saturday the country will pay $127 million and receive material to produce 30.4 million doses in two batches in December and January, which would allow it to quickly start inoculating if the vaccine is certified to be safe and effective. The total deal is for 100 million vaccines for a country of about 210 million residents. This is VOA News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said wearing a mask will become mandatory for 2 weeks starting next Sunday, in gathering places that are deemed red spots. Iran launched a campaign Saturday to motivate a reluctant public to use face masks. Sunday, Rouhani said his country is experiencing its toughest year because of the COVID-19 pandemic, coupled with U.S. sanctions. The coronavirus crisis has exacerbated economic problems that worsened after U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew from Iran's nuclear deal in 2018 with major powers and reimposed sanctions. Rouhani said in a televised speech, quote, "It's been the most difficult year due to the enemy's economic pressure and the pandemic," end quote. Hundreds of Hong Kongers marched silently through the city's streets Sunday in protest against the looming national security legislation to be implemented by the mainland Chinese government. Riot police armed with shields were present as the crowd moved through the Kowloon district as part of a silent protest. Scuffles broke out during the event, prompting police to use pepper spray to subdue parts of the crowd, according to a Reuters witness. The proposed national security laws were reviewed by the National People's Congress Standing Committee Sunday. According to a report by state media, the laws are expected to be passed before the end of June, but a draft has yet to be made public. The movement to combat racism and weekly protests continue against police brutality. Most recently, thousands of demonstrators gathered outside a police building in a suburb of the U.S. city of Denver, Colorado, calling for justice in the death of Elijah McClain. He's a 23-year-old black man put into a chokehold by police last year, but his case has garnered renewed attention amid a global outcry sparked by George Floyd's death in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota, last month. McClain suffered cardiac arrest on the way to the hospital and was later declared brain dead and removed from life support. The Denver Post reports Saturday's demonstrations in Aurora, Colorado, were organized by the Denver chapter of the Party for Socialism and Liberation. His death last August has prompted a handful of small protests over the last 10 months. British rock legends The Rolling Stones have threatened legal action against U.S. President Donald Trump's use of their song, "You Can't Always Get What You Want," at campaign rallies. The band has appointed performing rights organization BMI to try to stop him using the song, according to a statement given to U.S. website Deadline overnight Saturday. Quote, "The BMI have notified the Trump campaign on behalf of the Stones that the unauthorized use of their songs will constitute a breach of its licensing agreement." That's what a statement read, which was retweeted by the Rolling Stones official Twitter account. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.